by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I hear unless it is the word of God. So that I'm not moved. And Elder DeVita had taught us, you know, what she was speaking and told us, say, look, I don't care. We have to get to a place, because if you start taking on the care that the Lord told you to cast your cares and cast your burden, you're really being disobedient. He said, cast those cares. Get rid of them, throw them down just throw them down. He said, cast your cares. That's what we want to do. So, you know, it's been a road these 26 years. I mean, there's been happiness, there's been sadness. I mean, there's been tears, there's been sorrow. But through it all, God has been with us. Through it all, from the very beginning, God has been with us. And he said, I am with you and I am for you. I know what God decreed over this ministry years ago. And I said, Lord, I am standing until I see what I say. Matter of fact, I'm standing until I see what you say. Hallelujah. Because he decreed them the multitudes. And I said, well, they tried the multitudes trying to stay home in multitudes. I don't care. I'm sorry. That is me. Because if you begin to take on the cares of this world, you begin to take on the cares of life, of your family, of the church, of everything, you are going to be one burden down somebody. And that's not what the Lord wants. He wants us. And then I was writing my notes about the church. He was saying, when the Lord gave the ministry to the pastor and told him, Thomas, for you to go, he said, I want you to teach my people. Teach them love. Teach them how to love. Teach them how to walk in love. Teach them to be a child of God. We had for years and years and years, you hear all kinds of teaching and all kinds of things that people have figured out for their own self. But when you get the word of God, what God says for you, what God says is yours. I said, you know, they major on the minor things. I said, no, you need to teach the people how to live holy. You need to teach them how to stay saved. You need to teach them how to be healed. You need to teach them how to be prosperous. Yes. I mean, we have been pounded in our head for years how to live holy. Yes. Now, if you don't know by now, joke's on you. But they didn't teach us on how to get healed and how to stay healed and how to walk in the prosperity that God has said is ours. But yet we know not to wear red lipstick, red nail polish, don't wear pants, no short sleeves, no toes out, but sick as dogs. No, that's majoring on the minor things. We major on the word of God, which is by the stripes that Jesus wore, I'm healed. He said, you're already healed. I tell you, I am a happy camper because I see victory. I see victory. And when they asked me to speak, I jumped at it. I said, yes, because I see victory. And the Lord told me, you know, he's always talking to me, but he said, Dora, if you don't see victory, you won't see victory. I said, wow. If you don't see victory, you won't see victory. That hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, good Lord. I said, that's a good one, Lord. And I wrote it down. I said, if I can't see victory, I'll never see victory. If you can't see yourself healed, you'll never be healed. If you can't see yourself prosperous, you'll never be prosperous. If you're going to see this church filled, it won't be filled in your eyes. But see, I see victory. We see victory. That's where we have to be. Hallelujah. No matter, I see victory. I say, Lord, yeah, I see it. I see it. I see it. Our battle cry is we see victory. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says, but thanks be to God which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. How do we get victory? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. For, you know, the past weeks I've been teaching on don't lose your joy. Don't lose your joy. Situations come and that just segues us right into our a theme for this year that I see victory. Said, if Satan can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. No matter what he tries, if he can't get you to give up your joy, Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you get the Word of God gives you joy, brings joy, hallelujah, stirs up joy within us. And when you have that joy, you have the strength. When you have the strength, you are able to resist the devil. And when you resist him, the Word of God says he's got to flee. Yes. But if you have no strength to resist the devil, you have no strength. You have no joy. You have no peace. You have no favor. You have no answers. Because Satan can take all of your goods if he can steal your joy. Because once he steals your joy, discouragement comes in. Sadness comes in. Doubt comes in. Fear comes in. Oh, I wonder if this is going to happen. Don't let him steal your joy.
Right.
What do we have to do? I see victory. Lord, hallelujah.
Yes.
And we've had opportunities to lose our joy over these 26 years.
Yes
we have.
Yes.
But like the Lord said, don't lose your joy, Lord.
Right.
No matter what it looks like, hold on to your joy.
Yes.
That's your strength. You got to hold on to it. So Deuteronomy 20:4 says, for the Lord your God, this is good.
Yes.
For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you.
Right.
Here's a promise from the Lord. I'm going with you.
Yes.
Rhema, I'm with you. I'll be with you. And I will fight for you. I'll fight your enemies.
Yes.
That you need to know that God is peace fighting my battles.
That's right.
Whatever it is, whatever I'm facing, God is fighting my battle. But if you don't know that word, you'll start dwindling. Your joy starts dwindling. Your wonderment kicks in. And when you're wondering, you're wavering. And that's all Satan wants. He wants to come immediately.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yes.
And steal the word of God out of your heart.
Yes.
Don't let him do it. If he can't steal that word, he can't get your joy. He can't get your joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. What do I say? I say, I see victory. I'm not moved. I see victory. No matter what, we must see the end at the beginning. We have to see victory even in the beginning of the trial, of the test, of the tribulation that's coming. Because the Lord said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But he said, I will deliver you out of them all. You see victory in the beginning when it looks hopeless, when it looks like there's no way out, when it looks like God's not here, and it looks like your prayers are bouncing up and coming back down, not being that they don't need to go any further than your nose because the Lord is in your heart. So you know, I wonder if the Lord heard me. Is he in you? Then he heard you. Plain and simple. I'm bombarding the gates of heaven. Why? He's in your heart. Lord, this is what I need. You know what I mean? He's there. You know, and people screaming and hollering, I just go hit those gates and I'm, no. He's in my heart. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake. If he said he'll never leave me or forsake me, so what am I going to do? I'm standing on the word. Ha, glory to God. We have to see victory at the beginning of the trial. I mean, sometimes it's hard to do when they hit you back to back to back to back. I mean, it just seems like every time you get your head above water, bang, here comes another. I don't care. I see victory. I don't care. You know, and sometimes you may have to scream that out loud because the old boy is trying his best to deceive you, to distract you, to keep you and pull you off of the word of God. No, I see victory. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. I see victory. And that's my goal today, is to get you to that point where you see victory in the midst of the storm. Habakkuk 3:17 says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. This man is in trouble. He's got problems, I mean, from A to Z. His bank account is empty. His crops are failing. His cows are gone. All of his lives, everything that he would deem as prosperous and blessed has failed him. He's got problems. How many times do you feel like this poor fella? I mean, it seemed like I checked their bank account and it's zero and negative balance. And Lord, you said I'm to be the head and not the tail. I need this negative balance to be in positive.
Yes.
You know, you go to the job and they say, well, you know, we're laying off folks. And, you know, and the devil said, you know, you're going to be one of them being laid off. So what? I don't care.
Right.
Why? Because I see victory.
Yes.
If you see victory,
yes,
you'll get out of that unemployment state. As long as you see yourself as unemployed, guess what? You're going to be unemployed. But when you see victory, when you see yourself getting that perfect job, when you see yourself the first day started, you see all the benefits that you want. I see that. You need to see that to bring into fruition what you are saying.
That's right.
I see victory.
I see victory
in this case.
Yes, Lord.
No matter what it is. You wake up in the morning and pain's racking from end to end. No.
I see victory.
I do not allow this. I've had papers passed out to you. One we prayed last week on how to get your stuff back from the devil.
All right.
The other page is telling you how to negate the negative words that you have spoken over your life, over situations, over things, over yourself, over your children, over your job, over yourself, because we do more self-talk than anything else.
Yes.
So there's two. To, you know, I like to give yourself when I teach to hold on to something you can read when you go home. You say, "Now, what did she say? What did?" Well, you have it written there. And on the one that's the page is teaching you how to get your stuff back. Down the bottom is scripture, and the Lord said, and what He told me, He said, "I want you to meditate on that scripture." Pastor, can you bring me mine? Because my pages, or your anybody pages. He said, "I want you to meditate on those scriptures over and over and over and over until they come alive in you." You know, we have this, we tell you, you know, all the time that we have to meditate day and night. Just give me a second. Thank you. All right. And just, you know, meditate day and night. And the scripture is Matthew 18 and 18. It says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." I'm sorry, I did not give this to you. In the CIV, it says, "I promise you, God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth, but God will not allow anything you don't allow." Amplified said, "I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whatever you bind, forbid, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth shall have already been bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose, permit, declare lawful on earth shall have already been loosed in heaven." He said, "I want you to meditate, 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 meditate those scriptures over and over again." And when you get it so full in your spirit, when something comes up, immediately say, "No, I will not allow it. If I don't allow it, it can't be done." The Lord said, "If I bind it on earth, He'd bind it in heaven. If I loose it on earth, He'd loose it in heaven."
Yes.
He says, "Stop allowing these things to come at you. Stop allowing the pain to attach itself to your body. Stop allowing the sickness and disease that's trying to attach itself." He says, "Stop allowing it. If you don't allow it, I won't allow it." He said, "Meditate on it until you come out like the lion of the tribe of Judah." See, Satan's job is to tell you he's going roaring as a lion, to and fro, as a roaring lion. But the thing is, he has no teeth. All he has teeth, and he tries to gum you with his gums because he has no power. The Lord said he is as a roaring lion, but he said, "You are the lion." I said, "Yes, Lord, I am the lion in the tribe of Judah. And what I say goes." And I say, "I see victory." He said, "You declare it, hallelujah." No matter what it is, you start the roaring because you are the lion.
That's right.
I said, "Lord, this is good. You are the lion." I said, "You start roaring back at the devil. When he comes at you with his lies, you roar back at him because he has no power unless you give it to him." Unless you give it to him. And that's why the other paper is how to negate Any negative words that you have spoken over yourself, over your family, over your life, over your ministry, whatever God has birthed in you, any negative words that you have spoken, we are going to negate them. That's why I give it to you in print. You can take it and have it for yourself. You have to stop the devil. The Lord said, I want you to speak to the mountain. And we pray, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. He said, I've given you the answer. I've given you the keys to the kingdom.
Yes.
Bind it or loose it.
Yes, thanks.
Allow it or don't allow it.
That's right.
That's our job. Yes. Then he said, I want you to speak to your mountain. You talk to that mountain. You tell, you've got to go.
That's right.
We've been mealy mouthed long enough.
Right.
He said, I've given you the keys. We keep asking, Lord, do this. He said, look, I've given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. I've already given it to you.
Yes.
Open your mouth.
That's it.
Allow it or don't allow it.
Right.
I said, Lord, dear God. And you know, things start happening. I said, no, I do not allow this.
Right.
This no longer will be a part of my reality.
Right.
The Lord said, Lord, you said, if I don't allow it, you won't allow it.
Right.
If I bind it, you'll bind it. If I loose it, you'll loose it. I said, Lord, I loose your healing virtue over my body.
Yes.
I loose your healing virtue over our church.
Yes.
I loose your finances over our church.
Yes.
Till we are totally debt-free, zero balances
yes.
in everybody's account.
Yes.
Why can I say that? Because he told me to.
All right.
He said, you speak the word.
Yes.
You can have
yes.
what you say.
That's right, Lord.
We've been saying the wrong thing long enough. So I need you to go about and start negating all of the negative things that you've said. All, you know, things that you said in jest. You know, joking in jest. I used to be a good joker, but right now it aggravates me. Because I realize that Satan has a way of getting in, even in your joking and jesting. Oh, I was just kidding. Oh, you make me sick. I was just kidding. Okay, you just open the door. You just open that up for the Satan to get involved in making you sick because you just said, you make me sick. Joking and jesting. Jesus wasn't for it. He said, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Why? Because he knows Satan is after your words.
Yes, yes.
There is only two entities. It's going to be God and Jesus or Satan and his imps.
That's right.
But they're both waiting to hear your words. The angels are hearkening to the voice of the word.
Yes.
When you give the word of God, the angels are hearkening. But did you hear what she said? Let's get that done. But Satan and his imps are waiting. Did you hear what she said? She said she'll never pay these bills. She said she'll never get better. She'll always be sick.
Yes.
What you say, you can have. Stop allowing Satan to beat you in the head.
Yes.
And negate these words and then get your stuff back. This first one is get all the stuff that Satan has stolen from you.
Yes.
Everything that he's stolen, you get it back.
That's
these
right.
are the prayers that I want you to pray over yourself, over your family, over the situations
yes.
in your life. Why? Because I see victory.
That's right.
We
yes.
see victory.
Yes.
If you can see victory in your life, you can have it. If you can't see it, you won't have it.
That's right.
Plain and simple. So what did Habakkuk say and do with losing everything that he had? Verse 18, Habakkuk 3 and 18 says, Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Here this brother lost everything. He said, you know what? He said, I don't care. I am going to rejoice in the Lord. I am going to praise the Lord. I'm going to have my joy. I'm not going to lose my joy because if Satan can steal my joy, he can keep my goods. If he can steal your joy, he can keep your goods.
Yeah.
Don't let him steal your joy.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yeah.
So I will rejoice, and yet I will rejoice.
Yeah.
I see victory.
Yeah.
Your battle cry is, I see victory.
Yeah.
We see victory no matter what it looks like.
Yeah.
Lord, I see victory. Hallelujah. If you begin to see victory, Satan can't steal your joy because you can't see victory and have a sad face. It's just not possible. I see victory. I see it. It don't even sound right. Don't even look right.
It is a sad face. I see victory.
There's no victory. But when you say, I see victory, what is your face doing? Yes. It is smiling. Yes. It's bringing the joy. It's stirring up the joy of the Lord yes. in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. Hallelujah. When the joy arises, the strength arises, and you get your goods.
That's right.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Yes. Instead of saying, well, I don't have a job. I can't make these bills. No, I declare right now my God supplies all of my needs.
Yes.
According to his riches in glory. And Satan, yet I will praise the Lord.
Yes.
I will rejoice and joy in the God of my salvation. Why? Because my God will, hallelujah, he will fight for me. He's going to fight for you. But if you don't say it, you won't have it. But my God will fight for me. He will fight for me and get me out of this situation. Whatever it is, I see victory. I want you to say it. I see victory. Hallelujah. I see victory. I see victory. I see victory. If you don't see victory, you won't have victory. I don't know how many times I got to say it, but I see victory. We see victory in our lives, in the situation, in the midst of the battle. In the midst of sadness, in the midst of whatever Satan is attacking you with, trying to depress you. No, I see victory. I see me coming out of this. I see me coming out victorious. Why? Because my God is fighting for me. You may not feel happy. You may not feel joyful. That's when it comes by faith. By faith, I see victory. I'm calling it in. I'm calling my victory. I'm saying victory is mine.
Yes.
It's right. yours. That's it's right. yours. Yes. It's yes. yours.
Yes.
I see victory.
I see victory. Yes,
bills coming in, Lord, I see victory.
Right.
I said a couple years ago, it just seemed like every appliance that we had decided to go in the blink. First started with the washing machine. We had the guy come fix that one. Then started with the dryer. We got that fixed. The refrigerator died. We had to get a brand new refrigerator. Got that fixed. The air conditioner. I said, Lord Jesus. I mean, it was just, it seemed like in a 3-month span, all of this stuff hit. Just, it's one after another, after another, after another. We can't give up. You can't give up. Yes, we're going to have situations, but God said, I'll supply your needs.
Yes, yeah.
He came in and fixed all of that stuff.
Yes.
The air conditioner, I think the guy said $1,700. I said, nope, not doing it. Not doing it. I said, Lord, you said you'd supply our needs.
Yes. That's right.
Come to find out it was under our home warranty. I said, go ahead, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He covered it. He said, you got a warranty, use it.
That's
what can I say? I mean, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to let you go. I was driving one day in my car trying to find my way home. And I'm driving, and it seemed like I don't know where I am. I just lost sense of direction. Couldn't find my way. And I said, Lord, have mercy. And I, you know, tears started running. I said, Lord, I got to find my way home. I don't know how to get my way home. And I mean, I am just riding around. And when I finally saw a street that looked familiar, you know what the Lord said to me? Why don't you use your GPS? I said, you let me cry all that time trying to find my way, and then when I find the street, you remind me that I have a GPS. Same thing. You're in a situation, you're all flushed, your brain is going every which way but loose, and Satan is pounding at your head, and the Lord said, why don't you speak my word?
That's right.
Why don't you do this what I've given?
Yes.
I've already given you the answer.
Yes.
You know, I wasn't happy with the Lord at that time. I said, you do have a sense of humor. But he let me cry.
Yes.
I mean, tears rolling because I couldn't find my way home. Why did you use your GPS?
Yes.
I wasn't happy. So I'm telling you, why don't you use your GPS?
Yes.
When situations come out, I see victory. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I see victory.
Yes.
Because my God is fighting for you. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Yes.
What did the Lord say? I want you to meditate day and night.
Yes.
I want you to get in my word. Get in my word, meditate, mutter it, go over it, over and over it, all throughout the day, all throughout the night. When you turn over, saying that word, meditating on that word. Lord, you say whatever I loose on earth is loose in heaven.
Yes.
Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. You know, whatever I allow, you allow. What I don't allow, you won't allow. You know, all that, just meditate, mutter, over and over and over.
Yeah.
until it comes alive in you like, I mean, nobody's business. And you'll begin to stand up and speak the word of God and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you. For you always give us the victory. Always give us the victory. And CIV version says, thank God for letting our Lord Jesus Christ give us the victory. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. And no matter what the situation, Lord, always causes us to triumph. I see victory. In the midst of everything, I see victory. I see victory. And I want you to jump on that bandwagon and say, yes, I see victory. In this situation, when I'm writing out my bills, Lord, I see victory. I thank you for your wisdom. When you don't have enough, Lord, I thank you because you said you would supply all of my need according to your riches in glory. And Lord, I know you're going to do it. And don't get sad and pitiful and start crying. No, I see victory. I'm standing on your word because I know what your word said. Satan will lie to you, but God will never lie. He said, I'm with you, I'm for you, and I'm fighting for you. God is fighting for us. And I tell you, every time things get a little shaky, the Lord comes in and supplies. He comes and provides. Why? Because, Dora, I'm fighting for you. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your joy. As a Shunammite woman, as she had her dead son in her arms, and she can tell him all is well. It is well. It shall be well. It's well no matter what. I don't care. I mean, you haven't had that in your arms when you see your child. God said it's well.
Yes.
All is well. What is your battle cry? All is well.
Yes.
No matter what it looks like, all is well. I see victory. I see victory. I walk in victory. I am the head and not the tail. We ought to be above only and never again beneath. What is your answer to the situation? I see victory. No matter what, Lord, I thank you. I see victory.
That's right.
I see victory.
Yes.
I don't care. I see victory. And you keep speaking it and keep speaking it and keep speaking until it becomes a part of you.
That's
until
right.
Victory raises up his head and joy just floods unspeakable because victory showed up.
That's
I called victory. I called victory,
yes.
And guess what? Victory showed up.
All right.
I see victory.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I see victory.
Yes.
I see everything that God has promised in this ministry. I see victory.
Yes.
Every soul that we have prayed in,
yes.
I see victory.
Yes.
All those who are not listening to the voice of the Lord right now, I don't care.
That's right.
I see victory.
Yes.
What are you seeing and saying in the situations in your life? From now on, I want you to say, Lord, I see victory.
Yes.
I see victory because the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes.
With God's strength, I can get through anything and everything. Stand to your feet.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like to support this ministry, consider giving online. Visit www.rwolfc.com for articles, blog posts, message references, and our monthly calendar of events.